Hello?
Hi, Carol. Hello? Hi, this is, I'm calling from National Opinion Service and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No. Who are you calling for?
Yes, this is this is from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting a survey right now. It's going to take no more than 10 minutes. Okay, so you said no, right? Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask for your race?
Black.
Okay, and what is your age?
77.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you probably won't vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two. We have improving K through 12 public school education, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, fighting inflation, protecting LGBTQ rights, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, reducing crime, standing up the rise in racism and discrimination, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, any of those ones?
Women's productive and I'd say LGBT.
Okay, thank you so much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Okay, great. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Since I'm retired, I say falling a little behind.
Okay, I understand. Got it. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. You can stop me when you hear the one. It's a sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, lack of full paying job opportunities, poor work ethic, not enough good role models, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, inadequate program to help
right
people.
Right there.
That
rich
one?
For
okay.
The rich.
Okay. Now, next one, and now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. You can stop me when you hear the one. Too many guns flooding our streets, a toxic culture like music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, reduced funding for public services to help people in need, a lack of...
Too many guns.
How many
should I pick? One
okay.
Thing?
Got it. Thank you so much. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public school? It's a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
You oppose? It's like somewhat oppose or
no.
Strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. Means that you feel, well, 100 means that you feel very warm and affordable towards them. 0, that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. And 50 means that you don't feel anything in particular. Now, the first person is Kevin McCarthy. From 0 to 100. Would you feel very favorable or very unfavorable to Kevin McCarthy? Hello, ma'am.
Unfavorable. That would be 0, right?
0. That is correct. Now, Ron DeSantis?
Okay. 50.
About Ron DeSantis, would you say a 0, 100, a 50?
50.
Oh, okay, got it. Black Lives Matter?
100.
Okay. Joe Biden?
100.
Okay. Critical race theory?
I say 50. I don't even know what that is. It's in college from what I understand.
Okay. Now, the NAACP?
100.
Okay. The gay rights movement?
100.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
Okay. Barack Obama?
100.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Who?
Kamala Harris, the vice president?
Oh, 50.
Okay, the feminist movement?
100.
Donald Trump?
0.
Beyonce?
Who?
Beyonce, the singer?
50.
Okay, thank you so much. We're over 50% already. Now, I know it's a way up, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Cornel West, the third party candidate, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact in your life, 5 means a moderate impact, and 0 that you think that won't have any impact at all in your life. Now, the first one says the country's economy going into recession soon.
10.
Okay. A crime and violence in this country.
10.
Okay. Climate change?
10.
Affirmative action ending?
5.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. Now, the first one says the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. A ban assault weapons?
Agree.
Okay. Like somewhat
strongly?
Okay.
Strongly agree.
Got it. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The government should pass a law requiring employees to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Drug addicts and non-violent offenders with mental illness should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should provide free child care to all families.
I would say, what's after strongly agree? What's right below that?
Somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, got it. We are over 70%. We're almost done. In which, in any of the following situations, should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? I'm going to read you the list. When dealing with a mental health episode, mothers adopting a child, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, fathers adopting a child, death of a family member, caring for a family member with serious health condition, sickness or serious injury, or mothers giving birth to a child.
I strongly agree.
With all of them? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you so much. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? The first statement says, home was vandalized or broken into.
No.
Okay. A car was stolen or broken into.
No.
A violent crime such as an assault?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College BS degree.
Okay. Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you so much. Let me see. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week. Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often do you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. How about networks, network news, such as NBC, ABC, or CBS? Would you say you watch them very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom or never?
Somewhat often.
Okay, and how about CNN?
Not often.
Okay, your local TV news?
Somewhat often.
Fox News?
Never.
Okay. MSNBC?
Very often.
Okay. In that case, regardless of how you have previously voted. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you say strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Is it Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance, or other?
Medicare.
Okay, thank you so much. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Would you say you, your spouse?
You. Live alone, okay. So it would be me.
Okay. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. So the first one is under $15,000, $15,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000.
$30,000 to $50,000.
Got it. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Okay, this is concluding our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your time, ma'am. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.